My name is Ben Jarofsky, and I'm a writer for the Reader newspaper here in Chicago. Thank you. I believe this is the second time I've addressed this group on the subject of TIFFs. I believe this is the third time I've discussed TIFFs in this very restaurant, not including just occasional lunches or breakfasts here where I tend to rant on the subject. I was here for a group of, I believe they were libertarian free market types. And we were in this room, and they were sort of appreciating what I had to say from a different perspective, the taxation issue, which, of course, was probably what sparked my interest in TIFFs in the first place. So anyway, what I'm about to say will probably be a repeat of what I said the last time, both to your group and to the libertarians. And what I tend to say whenever I talk about TIFFs, which is all the time, I've sort of become known for a program that I have nothing to do with and would like to see blow up. So I know how you do things here, and I prefer to get right to the questions as quickly as possible. So I'll just give a really brief overview, which I scribbled when I was sitting back there listening to the announcements. And I'll start with just a very brief explanation of what TIFFs are. Very brief, so brief that I'm sure during the questions I'll get asked the inevitable question of how they work. But anyway, a TIFF, tax increment financing, is essentially an economic development program in which property taxes are diverted from the taxing bodies that consume them, like the schools and the parks, etc., to fund projects that presumably, and this is in the abstract, this is the way the program is supposed to work, that presumably would not be funded but for the TIFFs, that the projects are so risky in neighborhoods that are low-income neighborhoods where few projects have taken root, that you need some sort of subsidy or assistance to get a developer to go there. So that's the first presumption, that but for that TIFF, but for that subsidy, there would be no development. The second assumption, and this sort of gets at the woman who talked about the Albany Park Library, is that the investment that all these taxing bodies are making by allowing this developer to get the money that would ordinarily go to them, in other words, would ordinarily go to the schools, will then finance development that will bring in more property tax dollars in the future. So it's essentially an investment. The schools are making this judgment, presumably. This is what they're supposed to be doing. They're saying, we are willing to give up $1 million now to fund this project that wouldn't ordinarily be funded, with the idea that in 20 years, that property will be bringing in twice as much money. So it'll be a shrewd investment that will pay off for us. So those are the two presumptions embedded in the whole abstract notion of how TIFFs are supposed to work. Of course, the program doesn't work that way at all. In no way. It's a complete mutation of that abstract. And so, to me, TIFFs have come to sort of symbolize pretty much like everything that's wrong with the way our local government works. The program is built on a lie. They tell us it's not a new tax when, of course, it is. They tell us it's intended for the poorest of poor neighborhoods that, but for that TIFF financing, would not get any projects, when the lion's share of the money goes to some of the wealthiest neighborhoods where projects are being developed all the time without any subsidy. They say it's overseen by independent boards and watchdogs who are free of any kind of political restrictions and are only looking out for what's in the best interest of the citizenry, when, of course, it's overseen by a series of rubber-stamp boards filled by people who are put there by the mayor, who knows that they'll do whatever he says. So there is no independent oversight whatsoever at any point, anywhere in the program. They say it's going to help schools and parks, when in fact it diverts millions of dollars away from schools and parks. Doesn't really help them at all. And then there's what I call sort of like the ripple effects of the program that impact sort of the way we view government. To conceal the program, they essentially lied to us on our property tax bills and tell us that it doesn't take money, when in fact it does. So if you look at your property tax bill and you live in a TIF district, it'll say zero, when in fact, of course, who knows, it takes much more than zero, obviously. In some cases, it takes up to 90% of a or 100% of a tax bill. It has an impact on all the other budget issues that we face, distorting our notion of how these things are happening or what's going on. For instance, last year, the city of Chicago claimed a budget deficit, I believe, don't quote me, I think it was $600 million is what they were saying, something there. And as a result, they had no choice but to cut back the libraries. They were going to cut Monday service. They were going to, they're going to bring back the pages that they had already fired so that books couldn't be put away. And it was up coming upon librarians who were supposed to be there to help you find books and materials to put the books away. They said they couldn't do anything about it because we had a $600 million deficit. Well, what they didn't tell us was there's like about $1 billion in TIF reserves sitting in banks. So because it's a shadow budget, because it's not part of the official budget process, because they tell us it's not even a tax, it's not even on our tax bill, it completely distorted our debate. It wasn't a realistic debate. How could you say we absolutely positively have to cut libraries when you have $1 billion sitting in reserves in the TIF funds? Similarly with the Chicago Public Schools. I forget where we are right now. It seems to waver from one month to the next on what the deficit is. I believe it last was $700 million. Again, don't quote me on that. I can't keep all my millions together. Same situation. How could we be saying we have to, or they were saying, keep the teachers from getting that last year, the 4% raise, have no money for the extra time that the mayor wants the teachers to spend, no money to hire new teachers or have art. There's no art or music in the school system of Chicago, no drama. So how could you say we can't afford these things when you have these hundreds of millions of dollars sitting in reserve? We've distorted the whole process, the whole budget process. We can't have a real honest discussion because we really don't know how much money is available because there's so much money just sitting in reserve off budget. The final point that I want to make about TIFs, and would have been, I do not want to see this video, but this video was put out by the city of Chicago. I believe it's called What is a TIF? And of course, it's a complete and utter distortion of what TIFs are, how they work, what they do, how they're funded, what they go to fund. And it's sort of like La La Land, bears absolutely no relationship to anything that goes on in the city of Chicago, particularly how they run their TIF program. But essentially, it's our government's notion of about what you, the citizenry, can take. You're not that bright. You're easily confused. You don't really want to understand it. Your eyes are glazing over just by the discussion of it. So we're just going to lie about it. And you'll be happy because you're just essentially a happy people and not a very bright people. On my worst days, I actually share that opinion about the Chicago citizenry.
And you're right.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Nobody in this room, of course. So anyway, the whole program has come to me to sort of symbolize sort of the general helplessness of the Chicagoan, the Chicago voter, who just sort of wandering through life in a daze, confused by what's going on and always bewildered. It reminds me of the conversations I heard people have in the 70s when we imposed the lottery, and people would say to me, or they would say to each other, why are the schools so broke? I thought the lottery was going to save that. Of course, it was just money was being shuffled from one fund to the next, wasn't going to education. So anyway, that's sort of my 101 on TIFs. Hate to be so bleak and gloomy. I would try to make a TIF joke, but I can't really think of one. At the moment, this being Saturday night, maybe it was a Thursday night, I'd come up with a TIF joke. Anyway, that's how I see it, so I'll take your questions.